back to football. What's it been like these couple of days?
It's been fun. I'm the only linebacker out there in the rookie camp, so I'm getting a lot of reps. But it's good. I get a lot of one-on-one time with Coach Sala, and just all the linebacker coaches, and even Coach Bradley kind of stops by and jumps in every once in a while. But yeah, it's been fun just playing ball. I'm glad to be doing that.
Gus said that they have you working at Mike just so you can sort of learn everything. How's that process going for you?
It's been fun. They've been taking it slow with me. Like I said, I'm the only one there, so I mean it's a lot of one-on-one time. They can really get to know me and feel me out and everything and see how I learn. And you know, it makes it easier for me because I can figure out what the line is doing, what everybody behind me is doing, and even the other linebacker position. So, yeah, it's a cool fit, man. I'm just glad to be learning defense and just find my niche.
Do you get a sense of the athleticism of a guy like Jalen Ramsey and Ngakoue, you know, when you're out there? And can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you can definitely see it. I mean, coming from college and then kind of coming up to the pros, I mean, seeing rookies like that, just seeing their athleticism, I mean, I haven't seen vets, but seeing them in action, I mean, it's a major difference. Just a guy like Jalen, of course, to be as long and as tall as he is, but to be able to move so fluid and everything. And then Yannick is just, he's a beast, man. He's real flexible, real nimble. To be that big, he can get around the corner and everything. So it's definitely cool seeing the guys that you come in with and just seeing what they bring to the table.
Learning a new defense. How difficult is that? Do you take it piece by piece? Do you go by position? How do you personally do that?
It really just comes down to applying yourself. I kind of take concepts that I've learned from college and try and switch it over to their language, you know, because it's similar things. It's just everybody says stuff in a different way. So trying to, like, kind of translate it to what they're saying and then learn it, write it down, study it while I'm watching the playoffs, like, go over it and everything and just cement it in my mind and kind of forget what I learned in college and, you know, everywhere else. But, it's not to say it's not difficult, but you know what I mean? You just really have to apply yourself and just kind of go over it again. And, you know, the coaches make it real easy because they'll say a play and show how it's supposed to work, and then they'll show me, like, the good and bad, or, you know what I mean, like the flaws and, you know, the good stuff that can come out of the play so I can learn, like, what to do and what not to do. So they're making it real easy for me, man, and I'm picking it up, which is good. So, yeah, it's good.
Good in a way that you are the only linebacker since they can be so hands-on because you're not going to be able to be here.
Yeah, I think that's very beneficial as well. It kind of sucks that I got to leave for so long, but, I mean, school is school. But, yeah, I think it's good that we're just definitely making the most of our time while I'm here. And, they're definitely hammering it on to me, but, you know, they're making it easy for me. They're not trying to overwhelm me or anything like that, but they're definitely making the most of the time and just kind of, you know, showing me their culture and how they do things. So that way when I go back, I'll be able to kind of look at things and just, you know, kind of figure it out. And then when I get here, try to play catch up and get into the feel of things.
Kind of hoping to do, you're gonna try and put a schedule together for yourself while you're not here to kind of make sure you kind of stay regimented a little bit?
Yeah, we're gonna figure some way out. I mean, I have the iPad and everything, so I can kind of keep up with the installs and everything and watch practice and stuff like that. So I'm definitely gonna be as involved as I possibly can. But I mean, obviously, you can't get that. I think I'm missing like a month and some change, so I mean, you can't get that time back. I mean, there's no way to. So I'm just gonna make the most of it, and hopefully, when I come in, I have the best idea of the playbook I possibly can, so that way they can kind of clean me up and everything and get me right.
How frustrating, you know, you want to be here, obviously, at work. How frustrating is that for you?
To have to leave?
You have to go back.
Yeah, I can't put that into words, man. That's definitely frustrating to kind of finally get into the rhythm of things. And it's my second practice. I'm feeling good. I'm learning. I'm going through install one. I got it pretty much down pat. And just working with them, you know what I mean, getting to know your coaches, just getting the feel of things, getting the NFL culture and everything. I mean, it feels great. I'm glad to be here, man, and it's been fun these past 2 days. And I don't even want to think that I got to leave tomorrow, but I really do. Like, it really sucks. Like, that's the best way I can put it.
Is there any difference in conditioning from when you worked out for the Jaguars at UCLA? Gus said he thought, you know, he saw improvements.
As far as my personal conditioning?
Correct.
Yeah. I've definitely made strides from, I think they worked me out in, I want to say March or early April. I've definitely gotten in way better shape. But, I'm in better shape. And especially working with them, I mean, they're getting me in shape even in this rookie minicamp. I mean, it's just me, so I'm getting all the reps. I'm getting polished up and everything. So, yeah, it's going good, man. I'm I'm mad he brought that up. I really got to leave tomorrow. That sucks.
Miles, what do you think about number 44?
I like you. I'm cool with my number. I thought it was interesting. I figured pretty much all the 50 numbers it took, and they were like, what do you think about 44? And, you know, I kind of always had the mentality, like, I'll make the number. I definitely want, like, a nice-looking number, something I can kind of feel myself in, but I feel like I can make 44 something special, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I like 44. I'm cool with that.
Are there bad numbers?
Are there bad numbers?
Yeah.
It just depends on the person, you know what I mean? Some people don't like odd. Like, I don't like odd numbers. That's kind of, like, my thing. I like even numbers, so it just depends. Yeah, that's weird, but yeah.
It's all right. I mean, did you okay with, you know, taking someone else's number, or if there was one that you liked or something like that from a veteran or something?
No chance. That's not my role. I'm just trying to earn the respect of the team. I'm not stepping on anybody's toes. I don't want any problems. I don't want no problems.